Well, the G20 summit is set to begin tomorrow with 20 finance ministers from countries around the world, including Russia. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will be attending the opening meeting, but plans to skip the other sessions as long as Russia is present, even if only by video. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Stephen Feldstein, Senior Fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Thanks so much for your time. This gathering, the G20, how significant is it in the greater scheme of things for the shaping of the global economy?
Well, it's a significant meeting. It's the 20 largest economies in the world. It's the first meeting of G20 finance ministers since the start of the war in Ukraine. So it's a big deal. And all countries expect to show up and discuss matters of great importance when it comes to the global economy and where things are going.
So this partial boycotting that Secretary Yellen is proposing, how do you think it's going to go over?
It's a bit of a strange move because on the one hand, Secretary Yellen will be in the opening, and she's really at the moment only boycotting several less important meetings on sustainable finance, on international architecture. So it's sort of a symbolic move, and yet it doesn't really sort of – it's hard to sort of see what the impact will be given that the U.S. will be out of the room and Russia gets to stay in.
Does this all speak to just how entangled Russia's economy is with the rest of the world's, certainly Europe at this point?
Yeah, I think it speaks to two issues. I think one, certainly, you know, Russia, to disentangle Russia at this moment is not an easy thing to do. I think the second issue is that there are many other countries, particularly China and India in the G20, who have been very tepid about taking hard steps against Russia. So that's part of the problem that we're seeing, and that they don't necessarily want to see Russia completely kicked out of the G20, even if they are less than enamored by what Russia is undertaking in the Ukraine.
The G20 doesn't even have a mechanism to kick somebody out, do they?
Not officially, no. It would be something they would have to sort of make up in an ad hoc way. So there isn't exactly a direct series of instructions or steps in which to kick out a member. It's never really happened before in the history of the G20.
Do you see this as a bellwether for how the international community will position itself vis-a-vis Russia, or is this something distinct from other gatherings to come?
I think it indicates the fits and starts and the struggles that the multilateral system will have in terms of determining what exactly is appropriate and what is necessary when it comes to penalizing Russia for its actions. And so the G20 finance meeting is one of many steps that we should be watching in the coming months, dependent upon what Russia's behavior is and how countries potentially shift.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. We really appreciate it. Stephen Feldstein is a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.